Last time on Brothel D&D.
This may turn into We Run Like Hell.
Oh my god, it's the Flying V.
I'll have the powdered kobold dick, please.
On tonight's menu, skewered kobold.
This is a dungeon, man. Special you have itch, all the kobolds.
Hey, bring in this piece of toilet paper, Troy!
He hates everything. I didn't say I hated anything.
God.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
What about that chest, man?
The chest in a room.
It'll be there.
Let me think logically for a second. There's there's a chest in a room that is very ornate. The f*** is probably trapped.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But there's ways we can...
You can disarm it, sure.
Get around that. I'm just saying.
Hey, I have a bag of... I'm holding my bag of ball bearings, looking at it, judging the weight.
Do you have any of Jim's thing here?
Yeah.
Okay.
The treasure chest eats your hand off when you pick it up. Okay. You think I'm kidding, but those things exist in D&D.
Yeah. Man.
Animated objects.
Posing the question to the group. What do we want to do?
Well, yeah, so technically we're still in initiative, so would you like to do anything
and
in
I don't have anything to do right now because we're...
Throw a fireball at the chest. See what happens.
No.
if that has anything like poison or something in it, we're going to get hit with a cloud.
You are. I have an antitoxin bottle.
I'm
immune from stuff.
I feel like I actually
can't remember exactly what.
I'm more worried about what's inside that chest.
Like it is.
That I don't want to throw fire at.
Yeah, there could be something important in there. We don't know.
Yeah,
there could be something
to. In there. If it's elves, it's usually dreamy spells. I don't think it's poisonous.
Yeah, enchantment.
Yeah.
No, it's from my paladin level.
That might be true. Yeah, probably. You probably can't get sick either.
Okay. That's cool.
Are we still in combat? Are we?
Yes.
Technically, there's still a villain alive. Yes, we are in combat.
That's why I'm asking.
So, Jeff, you're not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything right now.
You see this winged kobold surprisingly get to his feet, dazed and confused, looking around at the giant freaking massacre. All right,
all right, all right.
It is my turn. Is he at like 1 HP or something? Like, is he real low?
He does not look good.
All right. I grab the bag that he has around his head, around his waist, pull it off, swing it, and smack him in the head with it.
I will call that a strength attack.
Oh, I guess love that.
Just hit him with your sword.
No, this is cooler.
Let me see how you... Yeah, because when you do it, it's a plus... How do you gauge your attack bonus? Because your attack bonus is for physical stuff, too. Just roll me and add your strength bonus.
It's your strength plus your proficiency.
Yeah, but it's also an improvised weapon. It's not a...
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you that plus your...
14 plus 2, so 16.
Hits. We'll make up a number, so just toss a die. Okay, you did damage. You smash him in the face, and you hear his neck break. He's dead.
Roll the dice.
He had one hit point left.
I was
going to
do it if he was still on the ground, too. I just wanted to mash his head in. Because I'm evil as f***.
As you turn around, Lucas is clutching a satchel covered in blood and brain matter. And we'll call that out of combat. So if you'd like to discuss things, you can.
Hey, can I throw you up there and grab my javelin?
I believe that deserves an inspiration point.
Say what, Jeff?
I am investigating Cyanrath's corpse.
All right.
I don't know how searching works now.
It's just investigation.
You can actually actively investigate something, or perception is to notice stuff.
I would say that
it would be investigation.
Before you toss a die, give me an idea. What are you kind of trying to do? Are you just like searching the body?
Yeah.
Is that how you do?
To see what he has
just,
on him.
I mean, just search the body. Yeah, you don't need to roll for that. I mean, he's laying there. He's not going to put up any resistance.
Okay.
Unless you make him talk again, then it's creepy.
I like to
hello
imagine.
Everybody.
Cut the head off and make a puppet out of it.
I kind of want to see what a blue half dragon dick looks like.
Again with the dicks.
Oh, yeah. I want to make Cody draw it on the board here.
For the record, I'm not as curious.
Yeah. Are they circumcised?
The thing looks the same as the rest of them.
I mean, he's a lizard. Does he have a
I'm pretty sure if you go on the internet, dragon dicks is a thing. We'll assume it looks like whatever that is.
And he's got his phone.
Because I'm pretty sure I've seen something like that on Reddit before. Like 85% sure.
Blue.
It was 85% hard.
I will find you his equipment. I'm trying to remember what book he's in since.
I'm going to collect my one javelin that's not in the ceiling.
Oh my god, here's a real dick that's tattooed.
There you go.
Oh congrats. My god, who wants to see it?
No.
Nope.
No.
Everybody look.
I imagine
look.
It's a thing that probably exists.
Okay, he has...
It's amazing. He got the head of it tattooed.
Is it a big dragon?
Well, you want to see
No, I don't want to see it. I was just kidding.
The piercing is the eye of the dragon.
I was right. It was a dragon.
What the hell?
It's my dick, on? Okay?
Cyanrath is wearing splint armor.
He got the balls done, too.
He has...
There's wings.
A great sword. And that's basically it. I mean...
He has nothing else on him of importance?
He's wearing armor and he has a sword. Okay. No jewelry, nothing like that.
Okay. As he was a collective kill between all of us, I still cut off one of his fingers.
Okay.
Okay, hey, this one isn't really gross. I just want you to have a look. This
we
is what,
will take the head back with us.
Yeah. This is the blue dragon dick. This is what I chose. That's a blue dragon dick, Troy.
Yeah, Malaga.
It's a rock.
It's cool.
I hate you.
That's a country in the Middle East?
Hmm?
Never mind.
I said it's... Oh.
Iraq.
Okay, crickets. What else would you guys like to do?
Can I strip him of his splint armor and take it?
Can you carry that? How much can you carry?
You can... I hand wave it. I mean, as long as he's not carrying 75, you know, splint armor. You can take it. It's not built for you. You'd have to have it modified.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's cool. Do you want to carry it? Carry it. Yeah. You will. You don't want to be taking this long distances, though, because it is fairly heavy.
I would also like, and we discussed this, we want to take the head, so we are, the head has already been severed, or no?
No, it is not.
Go for it.
Okay, so I'm severing the head.
It's going to be a bit of a moment, but you can do it.
I can't make the sound.
Is that a chimpanzee?
No, that's what it sounds like when you first start chopping a piece of wood. Until you get to the middle part.
No, it doesn't sound like that.
You kind of feel
you
like
gotta remember you're going through flesh, so at first it goes...
I don't know. Are you just wasting time?
You gotta test it in the water.
This is me sawing through bone.
Are we gonna go after Mom, Dad, or are we gonna let her go?
I mean, she's pretty injured, right? We whacked her.
Did we actually really hit her that hard? The end, do you remember?
I don't know.
A bit. Let me look.
I feel
notes.
Like we hit her a couple times.
I mean, you got hit in some AoE stuff.
Yeah.
We've taken out, what, 12 guys from previously and another dozen and a half here?
Yeah, this was probably 20 people.
I'm just saying, how many more could feasibly be down this hallway?
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to make a perception check and see, make sure we don't hear anything else coming again. One more time. I know. Okay. One more time.
Because, I mean, the way that this was going to happen before, we were supposed to
19,
go the way.
19.
You.
21, actually, technically. Yeah.
You don't hear anything specific. I mean, there's still stuff. The cave's still whistling. Things are still moving, but you don't hear, like, footsteps. You don't hear swords. You don't hear anything noticeable.
Think we have enough time to take a short rest and heal?
No. That takes an hour.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Just check.
I wish.
Give
I still
me,
have my
what is
that
roll that you have? You have a special roll, right?
A special roll?
I may be confusing games.
Mike,
don't you have a...
I have an improved critical.
No, I thought you had something because you had a military background. Or like
noble.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought you had a... I mean, I'm probably getting something else confused with a different game.
I have divine sense. Would that help sense evil in the vicinity? Oh, wait, I'm standing right next to one.
Oh, snap.
I am chaotic
standing right
neutral.
Next to troll.
I am neither
closer
for
to
the,
I'm
for
chaotic.
Those of you who have
I'm
already watched
to
Titan's
I'm
Grave,
evil.
The old chaotic neutral. It's the name of a beer. In Will Wheaton's campaign. It's called The Old Chaotic Neutral.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
I'm not against going after her, but I'm just posing like...
I like the idea of cutting her off at the pass.
That makes sense.
As far as we understand from interrogation, there's only one exit from this cave that we know of.
I still have my eye on this chest, though. I know it's trapped just by thinking about it. It's got to be trapped, but what's in there?
It's too fancy, yeah.
What's in there that could be important?
I don't know. We can always come back. That's not a...
Does anybody have...
We can make Mondath open the damn thing. Let's go get her.
if we leave this here, we don't have any guarantee it's going to be here when we get back.
We may not have time.
If we're just going after her, I doubt we're going to get
that
far.
Can we poke it with a really long stick?
Throw a javelin.
If we do anything but chase after her now, then we're not going to chase after her because she's going to just get further ahead. So we need to make that decision. If we're going to chase after her, we're going to chase after her. If not, then we can do whatever else we want
to
do.
Yeah, I leave it up to you guys.
No, don't leave it to anybody. Vote. Who wants to chase Mondath? Raise your hand.
I do.
That was not raising your hand, but I appreciate it. You want to chase?
Because the listeners at home can see me raise my hand. Sorry that I was being audible on an audible podcast.
Fourth ball.
Did you say you too?
Wait, what?
Jeffrey?
Hold on a second.
Oh, no,
go ahead. I just read something in a paragraph here that I'm like, what? This totally changes how I thought about this. So give me a second.
Jeff, do you want to chase Mondath?
I would like to. Yes.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think going up the opposite direction, the way we came down, makes sense.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. You just want to f*** the chest?
I want to put my dick in it so bad.
No, that's
again,
what I'm asking.
We can come back.
But can we?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Depending on how far we get, I doubt we'll be okay.
Okay. Taking your word for it.
I mean, are we running out of the cave and running forever? I mean, if we don't see her, then we don't see her. We can just come back.
You're all right.
Hey, let's split the group.
Let's not split the group.
All right, three of us are going one direction, Matt goes the other.
All right, so we are all in agreement. We would like to go back up said ladder and back into little hole.
Mondath's bedchamber of love.
Mondath's bedchamber.
Matt decided he needs more undergarments.
One thing we could do, string ourselves out, all within earshot, all within sight. You sneak up towards that.
Let's scout.
Yeah. Sneak up towards the entrance and see if you hear people coming.
Oh, we've already done the perception checks a couple times.
So. No, I mean go back up.
Up the ladder.
One person stays at the top of the ladder.
I see what you're saying.
So that we can hear what's going on down there.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. And then string ourselves out within earshot of each other.
Okay.
That's a neat idea.
So I am once again scouting from above, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're going to go back towards the entrance to the cave.
Unless Cody has some new information for us.
Yeah.
I think I understand your plan. You're going to scout back in the direction of the way you came through her chamber, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through her chambers towards the front entrance.
Does anyone have written, I'm pretty sure this is an error in this book, does anyone have written that you have a key?
I have a key, but, I mean, I have a key, yes. Okay.
Where'd you get the key? From what?
From the... I don't know. I have written key.
Yeah, no. We found a key in her room.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I'll give you that one. Because I totally don't see where it says that there's a key.
So the key go to the chest?
Does the key match the chest?
Would you like to put the key in the chest?
Describe the key to us, oh great dragon.
No, you don't have to put the key in the chest.
No, but I'm just saying...
I have a way to do that.
We can float it.
I mean, if that's going to be the case, then we're not going to chase her. That's what I'm saying. If we're going to chase her, we're going to chase her. If not, if we're going to do anything else, we can't chase her.
Give me a...
It'll take like a minute to open this chest, if that's what we're going to do.
Give me an int check, Troy.
I'm a little int. not this time.
So tiny int.
How about me?
Sure.
I'm pretty smart, too.
25.
Yeah. At this point, several minutes have gone by. You have a feeling you're not a dwarf. I keep thinking that you have stone sense. You don't have any stone sense, do you?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'm not a mountain. I'm not even a mountain gnome. So no.
What kind of gnome are you?
I'm a forest gnome.
It's David the gnome.
Damn forest gnomes coming in here taking our jibs.
You just feel like it's been a long
South Park
time.
Joke. Okay.
Okay. Can I do a perception check on the chest for boobies?
I'll investigate. I've got a decent roll.
I don't know how you got a key, because I don't know when I would have told you that you had a key, because I don't see where it's listed that there's a key.
Maybe you read
ahead.
No,
we got a key to the iron door, the iron gate in Greenest.
Ah, fuck!
Okay, I will go ahead and give you this, because I've read through this four times and I can't see. You should have found in Mondath's chambers an ornamental key.
You know what? That's what it was in the panties I grabbed.
Oh,
right. Is there a jingle? I hear a jingle in your pocket. Can you check that for me?
Oh, what the fuck? These panties I've been sniffing have a key in them. I mean, these panties I had in my pocket.
Awesome. I mean, it was totally not a buckle.
Zebul Seabane's been at sea a long time, my friends.
It's the key to her chastity belt. Again, I will point out in this there are a lot of errors, and I think it was supposed to list that there was a key. It lists that there was a ring.
I don't remember.
We have a ring either. Too.
It's mentioned, but it's not. It's nothing important. It's just
okay.
Wedding.
We have an ornamental key, and we have an ornamental chest. Who wants to put the key in the chest?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Here's the key, buddy.
I'll cast Mage Hand.
Do you want to hold it with the panties that I've been keeping it in?
No, I'm gonna hold it with
maybe
the
it needs an essence
hand.
Of Mondeth.
Right. Now, are we all far enough away from the chest in case something pops out of there?
I'm immune to disease.
Cowering just behind my shield.
Yes, sure. I know.
Does the chest have a dex save?
Second to last page. Bottom right.
Really?
Right? Phantasmagical force.
Huh?
What did you say?
Mage Hand.
Oh.
All right. You can go ahead and use Mage Hand. I'm assuming it can hold up a key. And I'm assuming
it's
dexterous.
I'm looking
enough
at range.
Oh. That's weird. It's poorly written, and I will go ahead and you can open it. Whatever the range is, I will say you can open it at max range.
So the chest is open?
The chest is open.
Okay.
30 feet.
I walk to the chest and peek inside. What do I see?
You see? It contains a few of the choicest items seized during the cult's recent treasure raids. Mondath persuaded Resmir to let her keep them. Blah, 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 blah.
Who's Resmir?
It was mentioned in... You guys probably don't have it in the notes. You found a piece of paper that said Resmir allowed us to keep some pearls, a ring, and a handful of small stones.
I do remember that, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what's in there.
Inside are a string of you find a string of pearls worth approximately 300 gold pieces, a gold and sapphire ring worth approximately 900 pieces,
ooh,
and a pouch of half dozen masterfully cut and polished precious stones worth about 100 gold pieces each.
So we are looking at how much money here.
So 300 gold string of pearls,
mm-hmm.
900
gold and sapphire ring, 900 gold,
1200.
And then you're looking at half a dozen precious stones worth 100 each. That's 600 in polished stones.
So about $1,800 worth of stuff.
Let's open a bar, dude.
Good hoard, guys.
No, we're supposed to return that shit to Greenus. That was part of our last mission, remember? We went in.
He might
for...
let us keep a little. He may.
You think he's going to let us keep a little? I'm pointing to Troy.
Who looked in the chest?
I did.
Wisdom check, please.
I peeked in the chest. I didn't touch it. I just kind of went, oh.
Wisdom.
Nobody can see me.
Wisdom? Yep. Give me a wisdom check.
Where's my wisdom? Okay. 14.
You realize that there is a mechanism in the bottom of the chest linked to the lock, and you can tell that it goes down into the floor, and with that roll, you believe that it was indeed trapped.
Okay, so if I remove anything, will it go off?
You believe that with that wisdom check, you believe it had to do with if someone attempted to fiddle with the lock without using the key.
So I'm good to take the shit.
Yes.
Okay. I take the shit.
All right.
It's two loops.
It's weird. It was trapped and there was a thing, but then it's like, if they have the key from Mondath's chamber and I start looking through it and I'm like,
it makes sense.
If it'd be one thing if the key was hidden, but it's like, it makes no mention of the key whatsoever. So I'm like, if
it was really hidden very well.
Yeah. Wasn't even
in her panties.
Right.
Panties weren't in the book.
That's what you think.
I want that book.
I want to investigate the mural or whatever it is.
Okay. How long would you like to spend? I mean, I'm using kind of the old take 20 rule. Like, if you just want to take 20 minutes to look at it, I'll just tell you, you know what I mean?
I'll spend maybe 5 minutes or so really taking a good look at it.
All right, then toss me a wisdom check.
Wisdom? I'm investigating.
Or perception. I'll let you do perception.
That's wisdom.
Okay. Well, that's what it says in the book.
10.
Hey, what do you know? It's pretty simple to get. So what you learn is you start looking at this mural and it is very detailed and there are a lot of dragons. After looking at it for a while, you realize that the fresco and the art that
we have fresco
close on the fresco. There are a lot. No, that's a melt. You see a
it's just as an undressing.
You see that there are a large number of black dragons, and actually, as you look at it a little more, you realize that probably half of them pictured are black dragons.
I think Matt would be interested in the size of their penises.
Bigger, blacker dragons?
Yeah. Why don't you go black dragon you?
Or Zebul.
You also realize that several of the carvings, it's not just visual.
Scratch and sniff dicks.
You notice that, you know, like a lot of the jaws and stuff of the dragons are open. You realize that it's not just carved to look like it's open. You realize that there are actually holes in the mouths.
Mm. I'm assuming that had that trap gone off, flame would have come out.
No, darts. Black dragons.
Acid. You're right. Acid would have come out. That's part of the trap.
I bet.
Yeah.
Thank God we found a magical fucking hidden key in the panties.
No, I'm not going to screw you guys on that, because if it doesn't tell me that there's a key there.
Thank you.
I'm glad you read that.
One.
Well, I'm sitting here going...
Please have the last of the M&Ms, friend.
He's reaching. He's going for it.
Because I'd rather have the trap go off. It would have been fun. All the acid, entire room, acid foam party. It'd have been great.
Well, yeah. If I'd known that was there, I would have pushed the chest with the mage hand when all the kobolds were
in there. So ends episode 3. You all take a big rest. Good job.
There's a lot of stuff left to investigate.
Yuck.
There's a whole fucking cavern.
I would like to point out that you were supposed to come here to find dragon's eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we still need to do that. That's the thing I want to do.
You have a religion that you can roll?
I do.
Bet you mine's higher.
Mine's 4.
10.
Not good enough this time.
What are you doing? Religion?
Are you investigating the walls, Matt?
You haven't asked me yet.
I'm pointing stuff out to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey. What's up, Nomi? 16. Religion.
You realize that, obviously the five-headed dragon is Tiamat, and the volcano that is pictured is supposed to be, you think that it's, what do I want to say here? Symbolic of the nine hells, which is where Tiamat has been banished. So you don't know if that volcano is supposed to be literal, or if it's just, what do I want to say here? Sacrosanct? Is that what I want to say?
You're looking at Troy, he's stupid.
It might just be a religious interpretation of the nine hells, or it might represent a physical place, you can't tell. But you do realize that this is following the, what do I say here, the mythology of Tiamat, the historical and mythological accountings of where she is as a god and so forth.
Okay, I just said all that to the guys.
What was the other name that came up in the letter again?
Resmir?
Resmir.
Oh, is it safe to assume that Resmir may be a black dragon?
No, I think that was just because of the
dragon guy.
Yeah,
or
I think. Isn't that what Leosin said? There was a black dragon.
There was a
half-black
half dragon. Are we assuming that that's who that is?
Or there was a second half dragon? I don't know.
I thought they were both blue.
No.
Were they?
One was black, I think.
I don't know.
To clarify, just since I butchered that, you're unsure if it's meant to be a sort of a prediction of events or if it's just a birth metaphor. That's what I was trying to say.
Just a what?
Birth metaphor. Oh. It's just. Is it just mythological, or is it supposed to be some sort of...
Like what their cult is doing.
Exactly.
I say all that to the guys.
So there you go.
Good story.
Yeah.
See, we got a Polaroid. We could ask Leosin or somebody about this.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Do any of us have any parchment and charcoal?
I am spending the time to get a good enough idea of what I see that I could recreate it in...
I'm going to say that's going to take you a while. How good of an illusion do you want to do? Like, spot on?
I know I'm not going to get it spot on.
But I mean, like, if you just want to do a hasty convey
the idea.
Make an intelligence roll.
Seven.
You think it's going to take you a couple hours to just study it and to make sure that...
All right, let's clear the place out.
So you would need to sit for a while and study it. Just because, given the size and the dim light and stuff, you know, if you really want to get a good depiction of it, you're going to have to.
No worries. Cool. We all have an idea of what it looked like. We can describe it.
Why did I write down that I have a lucky crystal?
You rolled on the trinket table, I bet.
Yeah, you did. Okay, are we going up the ladder, or are we going down the hallway?
Or are you going to door number 3?
Or I don't want to go to door number 3.
Go ahead.
This is door number 3. I don't want to go to door number 3.
Door
that
number
is
three.
That is a hallway. With steps going down, ladder going up, stairs
go
going
eggs.
Up.
Would Mondath run to the eggs, or would Mondath run out?
We're not going out. She's gone.
Yeah, well, you saw Mondas.
The direction that she went, would that have been the way to the eggs, or would that have been the way out? That was my question.
Dungeoneering's not still a skill, is it?
Yeah, you know what? You want to just go the way that she came? Just see what's down the hallways? And
what's the outdoorsy skill?
That'd be the way that didn't have anybody to guard, probably.
Roll a...
Yeah, everybody just came from there, so we probably killed everyone.
Everybody can roll a survival check.
15.
What are we rolling for?
Survival check.
23.
Why is the question?
16.
13.
I'm not sure why Mr. Seabane, who spent much time on the seas, would know that much about caves and so forth. But you can tell sort of... You would...
I was born 14. In a cave.
Okay.
I live underground.
I know, which is like weird that read. You don't have any sort of... Like, I don't think you, well, you don't have any
proficiency
abilities.
In something?
Usually, well, for dwarves and stuff, it's stone sense. Usually there's something to acknowledge that you understand how caves work. That. From the drafts and stuff... You realize that that goes down and that goes up, and you realize that kind of what you can see here on the map that I've kind of been ignoring, where you were at is several feet down, and the way that this goes up, you probably assume that somehow you can go up, and if this is indeed the only exit, it probably loops in such a way. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you...
There's fresh air coming from that way?
Not really, but when you climbed down and you moved, like, as you're making this sort of mental map, it's like you climb down the side of an overpass, and you realize you could go through, take the on-ramp, and go on the street above. You see what I'm saying? This is clearly something entirely separate, unless somewhere in that farther it connects. Oh. So this, probably at some point, going up the stairs she went, would lead you in the general direction of this hallway where you saw the stairs and the big opening. This is leading probably somewhere entirely different, the other set of stairs.
I convey that to the people that don't understand. So, which way do you want to go?
If there's nothing there, we can loop back and come back to door number 3. Right.
Huh?
We can go this direction, and if we don't find anything, we can come back and go to that door.
I'm thinking that's a waste of time.
Yeah, I just want
to
go out.
It doesn't matter.
He is saying that we're pretty sure that this is going back to the entrance.
So you think it's one big loop?
You know that it's leading up. I mean, it may loop back, it may not.
There could be more branches up there. We don't know until we get through the map.
Okay, I want to go this way. That's me.
I'm going to go down.
Down?
Yeah.
All right, let's go down.
The sailor.
Let's go down. They probably got the eggs at the lowest point.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I mean. In the most, like, secure area, which would be deeper down, I'd imagine.
You want to scout?
Am I scouting? Why don't we all just go down?
Do you want to scout?
No.
Okay.
I do want to check that direction for traps. We should probably all.
That's called scouting.
It's not scouting. That's investigating for traps. Scouting would be me up ahead of everyone. So we're all checking for traps. That's what's happening. I f***ed that up because it fell off my book.
10.
15.
14.
How far are you going in, Lucas?
Just enough to... I don't know. 10 feet?
Just putting the tip in?
15 feet, yeah. Just for a few seconds.
Come on, baby.
Okay. Actually, you've got better vision, so I'm going to give you just a little bit more.
Nice with your huge fork. I just got your message. Twaffle.
Okay. As you guys move down the stairs, you can see that you're opening into what is a fairly large cavern.
Mm-hmm.
You're up on sort of a promontory, a hill, and I believe that's a 10 or 12 foot drop.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to 10 or 12 foot drop a load in your toilet if we're coming to a point where we can, like, break for 5 minutes.
You can do whatever you want. Now are at, that's a 15 foot ledge, and you can tell that it opens up on a very spacious cavern that's not lit well.
Okay.
Break?
Yeah.
Yeah, think about just casting
fairy
light.
Go take a shit. Spencer!
All right, you both suck. Let's go.
Did you start recording this again, Spencer? Are we good?
Yeah, you're good.
Sweet. 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 All right. So, we have had our poops. I got a little bit of caffeine because I'm feeling a little drowsy today. And we're good to go. So, Lucas, that's what you see.
Okay, that's what I see. Does anybody else see that?
I think I had a 19 sitting up on my dice here.
Lucas. Oh, yeah. So he can probably see it, too.
Yeah, because I had a 23.
Even though it's dimly lit.
It's dark in there. That's the other room. This room is
crazy dark.
It is black.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You see this.
I can't see if there are any.
Are there any stones on the ground?
stones as far as like debris and stuff.
Rock that I could pick up.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
I'll pick up a rock, cast light on it, and chuck it into the room.
I was actually going to use it.
No, let him do it.
Everybody can do it.
I don't have a light.
You can control mirrors. You can move them around.
Okay, dude.
I was actually going to use my dancing lights.
You don't need to. You can fucking see.
Yeah.
You can see. He can't.
I'm trying to help everyone else who can't see. So you've got the 15-foot drop. You can clearly see things over here, Jeff. Are you throwing it down into the sort of pit area, or are you throwing it over in this direction?
I don't want to throw a rock into an empty space. Or into a dark space.
I'm going to follow the path that we've got.
So you're going to throw it over here?
Yeah.
Give me a dex roll.
Are you sure you want to throw a rock into a cavern that could clang, clack, make noise, wake something up?
He's already done it now at this point.
If this thunderclap didn't wake every fucking thing in this place up.
Bingo!
Didn't think about that, but that's... yeah, we might be pretty safe.
That's pretty valid. Yeah, no one's really investigated that noise, so...
This is true. All right. I need a bookmark one of these days. I never remember a bookmark. Just doing this is really irritating. Thank you, Jeff.
From your stenographer's pad.
I keep meaning to buy little tabs of tab everything, so I know
there's little post-it note ones. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Armor. Oh, right here. There we go. Spells. Oh.
Color code them so you're green means armor.
This is for a combat scenario. This is for a role-playing scenario.
I like that. Smart idea.
There are actually, you can find online, if you guys are really interested, you can find a whole lot of other, how big is light? 30 feet?
No.
15?
Dim light. You can
find a whole lot of distractible dungeon masters.
Dim light, 40 foot diameter.
Okay.
40 foot radius.
Do you guys like pizza? Right. Hey, where's my left shoe?
You can find a lot of, it's called filling while I fill in the,
I love lamp.
Map here.
You really love the lamp, or are you just saying that because you can see it?
We'll say that's about right.
Yeah. You ever watch the director's cut where he's like,
bright light,
what's when he says, I ate that chocolate squirrel or something?
Another 20. Well, that's a movie.
I pooped a big red candle.
Okay. No, you guys, if you're really interested, they make, you can find a lot of homebrew character sheets that set things up differently. But if you guys ever want to use those, that's fine. I mean, I don't look at your character sheets.
I can't even master this one in front of me. I'm not trying anything different.
You need the D&D character sheet for dummies thing?
Yeah.
Simplifying it?
Is that a thing?
Probably, yeah.
I bet there's a D&D.
Oh, God.
Dragons for dummies?
There has to be.
That's out there.
There has to be. Oh, snap. I'm going to the bug store.
All right. So, Lucas is...
Ooh, stairs.
Okay. We'll say you guys are roughly there.
Okay.
So Jess tosses the rock. It falls about right here. You can see this set of stairs, and you can see that the stairs with this dotted line are sort of barricaded in. And you can see that there's a gate at the bottom of the stairs. See what I'm saying? So it's sort of like a... How do I put this? The stairs descend down, and as they go, there are iron bars on the stairs getting taller. So basically, it's making it 50... Even if you were at the foot of the stairs, if you don't go through the gate, you would still have to climb at least 15 feet to get out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You guys follow me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like you're going down to basement stairs. Like in a
we could use our grappling hooks and
the wall's taller as the farther you go down.
Right. In this case, though, it's clearly barricaded.
Where everybody knows your name.
Does the light that that was cast, the rock that was tossed, does that reveal any kind of torches lying around?
We've all got torches on us.
That entire dotted line is a barricade. Yeah. That's a locked gate.
So yeah, I'm looking.
But to be fair, you don't know that it's locked. There's a gate down there, and it is closed.
I'm looking at. I'm looking for wall sconces or something that we can light.
Perception check.
13.
Okay. You realize that there are a number of wall sconces along this outer wall.
Okay.
And you can smell that they've recently been extinguished.
Oh. Okay.
You also see that there's something going on this wall here, a little... there's something built out of the wall, like some hooks, and there's a key hanging on it.
Yeah, coat rack.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like a coat rack.
So it's a key hanging on it. You don't have a... You can only use mage hand once.
No.
You want to use your mage hand and grab that key?
I think we're pretty safe.
I don't want to give you any hooks.
Yeah, I can.
Let me do my thing. This is my process.
Yeah, I can cast maybe.
Your cantrips are so cool.
Okay, so you can grab the key, and hopefully it's the key to that gate, and you can unlock it?
I don't know.
I mean, hoping that's the key to the gate. If it's locked.
While this is barricaded, I would check out around here.
Can we just start lighting wall sconces?
It looks like there's still space that we can't see.
Let's just start lighting wall sconces.
I don't want to come down here and leave something up here that's going to jump our ass behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who wants to carry the torch?
I can just throw the rock.
Blinded McGlinderson.
It won't light the wall sconce, will it? No. That's what we're talking about. We're actually talking about lighting.
No, you said carry the torch. Oh, to each wall.
Literally carry a torch and light wall sconces to illuminate said room.
Okay, can I do that?
Do you have a torch?
Yeah.
Is it lit?
Hang on. Yes.
All right, sure.
I don't have to roll anything to use my fucking flint and tinder box and shit, right?
I mean, I guess if you rolled and rolled a one, then you break your flint.
Your tinder box was wet from blood. It did not work.
Four. I'm good.
All right. As I say, Zebul Seabane over there goes...
It's the worst
question. We don't have fire on the ocean. It burns the boats.
Ah, there it is. It lit. All right, so who's doing what?
So I lit all the wall sconces.
So you can see a couple here, and then there are a couple over here.
Okay.
Yep. So that eliminates the majority of that room, then?
So are you going down?
I'm assuming I'm still carrying my torch, then, at that point?
Okay.
So try the one-hand torch and the other. How does that work?
You're lighting, and then moving over lighting. Are you guys just all standing and watching him to see if something eats him or something?
Yes.
You are. Okay.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Bags.
I'll move up to right about here.
Thanks, buddy.
And
hope you find your dad. I'm on the verge of death, so I'm not taking any chances here.
I'll cast Minor Illusion. I'm not going to manifest it.
Okay, so you're just holding Minor Illusion.
Yep.
So...
I'll ready in action in case something jumps his.
Okay. So we're looking at.
Yeah. Wait, did we grab the key?
The key. Didn't you mage hand?
Yes, I mage handed the key.
No, so you got a hold of the key.
Yeah.
This is Matt.
And I let mage hand dissipate. Because now I'm concentrating on the illusion.
So.
That guy looks like he's so punk rock. He's like, fist bump!
Love it. So we're kind of doing something like this, ish. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. So Matt, as you go to light the third torch,
something explodes.
You step on a hidden punji stick pit.
You give me a dex saving throw.
A two.
All right.
Probably not too good.
As you get... All right, where's the markers? You guys are going to want this drawn out. Jeff, give me a dex saving throw.
Oh, shit. 8.
Wonderful.
Motherfucker.
Okay. So we're going... It's like 5, 10, 15, it's 20 wide. So 5, 10, 15, 20 wide. So there's sort of the outer edge.
Have I lit the third torch yet?
Yes, you've lit the third torch.
Giving them a nice target.
Right, we'll go 60 from... We'll go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 this way. So 25, 30. So these are the stairs going up. This... ish curves, but so if you guys need to, there's space over here. I just hate drawing. Here we go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, forward. And then Matt is, I'll kind of just curve this ish. Matt is here, so we got wall sconce. We got wall sconce, we got wall sconce. You can see a wall sconce in the distance. We got some stairs coming down. Sorry, listeners and Spencer, because I'm not talking into the mic. Just drawing the room. Matt has lit that wall sconce. Suddenly, you guys... perception check, Troy. You're good.
13.
Okay. So, Yaz, you see a couple of objects come flying from somewhere over in here.
Okay.
To the far end where it's not lit yet. Give me a wisdom check.
Everybody?
No.
Yes.
Just yes.
10.
Okay. Something crashes right here next to Seabane and right here next to the Pickle Britches. And you guys suddenly feel yourself doused in some sort of sticky liquid, and you suddenly realize that you're sort of rooted in the spot. And I need two more dex saves.
Two more from each of us?
Yeah, one
nat 20.
Okay.
19.
Nice. Much better. Much better. I need...
What were those thoughts before? I think that means
this is
Matt. I'm stuck in dragon cum.
This is Jeff.
There's one hanging from the ceiling going...
Matt, you take 3 points of damage, and Jeff, you take 1 damage. As... make me another perception check.
Everybody?
No.
Troy, 5.
No, Troy. Yeah,
as something mysterious happened.
Another mysterious crash happens, and you both are doused in flames. Make me another wisdom check.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Where was my dex save for that?
You rolled it.
That's what that was.
You took half damage.
You took half damage.
Oh.
Nat 20.
You realize that there is... your vision... You can tell that there is a... You're seeing a back wall, mm-hmm. and you're not seeing a floor.
Okay.
So there's a depression over here. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And I will go ahead and take initiatives.
We got that depression on.
So are we like stuck?
For the moment, yeah.
Can we tell what we're stuck in? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now that the glue's on fire, yes, you're stuck in glue.
18.
Oh, glue's on fire.
The kind that they threw the fire pot after they threw the glue pot.
18.
I mean, what's the glue made out of? F***ing turpentine?
It's D&D. You're playing a game with dragons. It's
made
magic.
Out of horse hooves. What do you think glue is made out of?
Horse hooves?
Magical unicorn hooves.
There you go. Unicorn
hooves.
Glue.
Hooves.
It's on my hooves.
Okay.
So I've got Lucas.
Drow 18. Jeff's at 7. Me and him got 4s.
Wow.
No, I got 10.
Oh, Jeff got 10.
Oh, sorry.
And you guys both got 4s.
Yeah.
Who wants to go? I'll say Troy gets to go first.
Wait.
Paper, rock, legend. Paper, rock, scissors, legend, spot.
I'm not the one stuck, so I'm going first.
That seems the most logical.
That actually does. Makes more sense.
These guys are probably...
Sorry,
yeah.
Buddy.
It's okay.
No, it's off dex, right? Initiative is off of dex?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that thing I got nothing of?
Yeah, me too. That's why our nat 4s are so awesome.
These guys, whatever these guys are, heard all this commotion and didn't come after us. Does it make sense?
Well, we go immediately into initiative.
No, I mean like in the other room that we just thundered.
Correct. Through. Correct.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Lucas, it's your turn.
It is my turn. Can I actually see the creatures?
No. You can tell that there's some sort of depression over here. Okay. Like I'm saying, over here you're seeing a back wall.
Okay.
But right here you realize you're not necessarily seeing floor.
Okay. I have my bottle of whiskey. And I'm... What? Shut up. Don't
laugh
at me.
What if you roll 1 and fucking drop it on me?
You're already on fire.
I am on fire.
You're already on fire. Sorry.
You're probably going to have to move up.
What?
I was going to say, I make an int check.
Int?
I didn't say what I'm going to do.
Okay.
He's going to get
drunk. Before you just start rolling, committing to things, I was just... Okay, what are you going to do?
I want to throw something down inside of that depression.
Okay.
If there's something down there, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay with everyone?
It's your move.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
So it's your move, Kaiba.
Scoot up, motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't want to get too close to you. I'm assuming
the glue is spread out in a nice sort of.
Yeah. How wide does it spread? So I can't go any further than that.
Hug the wall.
Is it moving or is it just stuck in that space?
It needs glue. It's stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Okay. Yeah, so glue works am as close as I can possibly get without killing myself.
Well, I don't know about
you
that.
You can kind of hug that wall there and get over by me.
No, I can't.
You're going to like
I can't walk
45,
through this.
45 there.
I can't walk through this stuff.
Yeah, do you see that space where the glue ends and
run
the wall
and jump,
begins?
Man.
You got space.
Yeah, do one of these.
Okay, guys.
Hey, you nimble fucking legless bitch.
How far can you throw a Molotov cocktail is the question.
Give me an intelligence check.
I'm just getting an idea.
Right.
Intelligence? Where's my intelligence? Wait, I don't have intelligence.
Abilities.
Oh.
So
it's not good, Lucas.
No, it's a 13.
You figure that you can throw it, I believe in the books it's statted at 30/50 for pots that you throw.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you could throw it 30 accurately, 50 would be at disadvantage, I believe is what it is in the book.
Okay.
So it's an improvised weapon, like 50 feet is still assuming Herculean strength.
So we're looking at right
at you would hit right like at right at the edge.
That's not going to work. Damn it. How far can I
Can you grab us and
how far
grab
can
him
I cast
out glue? Throw me a rope?
How far can you cast Dancing Lights?
I couldn't tell you. Dancing Lights would be a thing.
Anybody have
This is where we input the technical difficulties music. Dude. Girl from Ipanema. Something.
You could do the elevator music from the Ninja Turtle movie. The
It's pretty far cast.
In the house.
No,
I don't know if it's listed under Drow or if it's listed in the spells.
It's in the spells.
Dancing Lights.
It's probably sight.
120 feet.
Okay. That's
Does fine. He have to see? He has to cast them on target, I imagine, yeah?
You create up to 4 torch-sized lights within range, making them appear as torches, lighter, blah, blah, blah. You can also combine whichever form.
So you just make floating lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to make floating lights to see better into this depression.
Okay.
It's a cantrip, so I don't really have to roll anything, right?
Nope. It just happens.
Poof.
A poof.
When I cast my cantrips, I just give up the middle finger.
The drow version of the middle finger.
Everybody else
it is.
Has
it might be. It's probably. I actually know what this is. It's in that drow book that
I just started reading it, so I'm not that far.
It's because they're spider culture, so they worship spiders. So their version of the middle finger is basically you make like a spider with your hands, and then you flip it upside down like it's dead. So yeah, you
that's
can,
what
I've forgotten about that.
I remember that. I remember reading that in the book. It's something considered very unholy to do.
Well, I don't follow God, so I don't give a shit about holy. What are you waving your hands for? Is that the signal?
This is not quite fair, but it's the best I can do on this map. You see a depression.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because it's a bird's eye view, you can see the whole depression. And very quickly, you can see some furtive movement down in here.
Okay. Hey, guys, there's something moving down in there.
Well, we can probably all see it now. It's lit up.
Really right. That's Lucas' turn.
Does it say how long that lasts?
So,
a minute.
Jeff Papa. Papa. If you would like to move, I believe I need a dex check for you.
How long does it take glue to burn out?
Yeah, glue's on fucking fire, right? Come on, man.
No, you're on fire.
15.
Okay. You are able to move through the glue freely.
Really?
I would say don't go towards the depression where the things are at, but that's up to you.
Or kill them,
and
so they can
or
stop
can try
throwing
to kill
things
them.
At us.
It's up to you. I mean, if they're, I'm assuming this is another drop-off, right?
This is wall.
No, this is a drop-off here?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
you're seeing this,
down.
Back wall. You can't, nobody can tell from where they're at. Okay. Matt would be the closest. That's not Matt's turn.
So
back.
You're backwards?
Okay, you're out of the glue.
And I am going to make my illusion.
Okay.
Party cast.
Right.
I'm going to make it look and sound like a chunk of the wall right here rips out.
Okay.
Hovers above them.
Okay. Fair enough.
Tell them to surrender.
Okay. So in...
Hold on. I mean, yeah. Oh, it's not... Is it Matt's turn?
Yeah. No, I'm 4. I got 4.
I feel like these...
Cast your thaumaturgy to make it even more impressive.
That's what I was going
to
do.
I have the idea.
He's casting my
I just get the idea that these probably aren't two-legged creatures.
I bet you they're more kobolds.
I bet you they're fucking drakes. It's dark.
Drakes ain't got hands. How are they going to throw a fucking pot of glue?
Were they thrown or did they fall?
They were thrown.
They were thrown from down in here.
Or the movement was.
Up over time. Okay.
That's why.
I don't know.
I mean, I like that you're thinking outside the box. It's probably going to keep us alive.
Yeah.
What is it against your... What is your spell save DC?
Intelligence.
It's intelligence 17. Nice. Well, real well. Both single digits. You hear some screams of panic. Matt, you interpret them as, oh, God, oh, shit. Et cetera, et cetera.
Of human or cobalt variety?
Well, if Matt heard it, it's probably Draconian.
You would know it as scrims and screeks, similar to what you've heard before.
Draconian.
Cobalt. Cool. Press their hand here. They need to, let me think about
this. Wait a minute, they have to climb up that wall to get to us.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Just 10. Making sure.
They come up 10, 5, 10, 15, 20. Yep, they can make it. They can make it to there. These other ones would be back here. They couldn't all make it up.
You went into the clue?
So they're standing in the fire now?
Well, the fire is... It,
no,
it
this is on fire.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Is the whole section on fire?
Yeah, not, I thought the glue was on fire.
If it's flammable,
this isn't napalm or anything. Like, it was just a small...
No, they threw glue and then they threw fire.
They threw glue to keep you in place so that then they could hit you with fire. It's like you said, that spell save to see this isn't something super magical. This is common glue. This is common Molotov cocktail type stuff.
Okay.
So they're going to take a couple of swings at Matt as they run into the glue. The glue at this point, I mean, you can move through it relatively easy. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's not going to be anything super hampering. You realize that as Jeff pulls himself free, that it's really not that hard. So they charge up to get a little pack tactic action on Matt there.
And we're going to pause because it's time to say goodnight to my son.
Okay, I'll kill you while you're talking to your son. You're not going to like this answer, Matt.
You did.
I rolled a lot of damage.
It's more than 8. He's not going to do well.
Joe, when you listen to this in like 10 years, apologize for killing your dad when you're talking to him on the phone. Kinda. Part of me finds it interestingly dark.
You calling me is literally killing me. I gotta go. I love you, buddy.
Cold.
All right, what'd you do to me, cockbag?
So you see four kobolds come scrambling up the side of the embankment, and they're all in a panic from the giant floating rock that they see above them, and they run up. And the two of them that are able to make it to you, just your armor class is what, like 18?
Yeah.
Okay. They pack tactics. They both run up with their daggers, and they both just, out of fear and rage, they just shove them both deep into your chest, biting through the armor. I rolled a nat 20 on one of them. It's a total of, what was it? 12 damage.
I'm dead.
You're at negative dead. 4, I mean, you're minus not 4, dead. Minus 4. If they leave you for dead, you'll be dead. But at this point, you're just unconscious. Hey,
yes. We're all free from the glue, right?
So Matt drops. Sorry, Joe. I finally rolled two good numbers, though. One was a 19 and the other one was a 20.
You can stop doing that now, though. That's enough of that.
Troy.
So those two guys stuck in the glue just out of
curiosity.
No, they don't seem to be hampered by it.
I asked.
You made a logical.
The drow to step aside. Can you do that? Can I move him? Can you fucking squeeze in here?
You can move through a friendly space.
Yeah.
You can't stand there.
Why not?
He's literally
standing.
That's
actually
where
I'm standing.
Oh, well, I guess I could stand here still.
Yeah.
I'm throw the drow at that guy.
Go for it.
Nope.
Nice.
8.
No, that doesn't hit. So you hurl a javelin. Do I want to be a real bat or not? No, I won't. I know. That's cool.
Throw the miss hand at them.
An extra 18
maybe,
points
maybe,
at him.
Maybe on a critical.
Yeah, on a critical miss, definitely. No, that would be very cruel. Darn. Matt, I need you to make me a, what is it, a save throw thing.
Death save.
A death saving throw.
What do I throw?
You just throw a d20, and you want a 10 or better.
An 8.
Okay, so under the death saving throws underneath your temporary hit points, mark one failure. Okay, it is now Lucas's turn.
Okay. Looking through my shit here. All right, well, I'm not walking through the glyph. So I'm going to drop my swords for a second and fire an arrow.
Okie dokie.
Doesn't matter which one I'm shooting at. That is a 17.
Hits.
Six is 11.
Dead.
Let's just say I'm firing on this guy here. He's dead.
All right. Jeff.
I will firebolt this one.
Okie dokie.
And probably miss. 11.
Oof.
I think it's a 10 to hit, right?
It's a 12.
Awesome.
Close. The firebolt singes the hairs on his chinny chin chin, but you do not hit. This one's brave.
Blue doesn't slow you down at all? Oh, that's good. What? I think that's good. I would have ran through the glue, too.
Yeah, me too.
I assume
that was under assumption that it would hit you a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Make an intelligence roll. I'm just kidding. Hey, guess what?
16.
You can run through glue.
It's really just the point of impact. Anyone really impact that initial shock. But it's actually really, I mean, as Jeff's character could tell you, it's actually really easy to break through. The DC's really low. So he's going to take a swing at Troy. So the one still alive apparently lets out a blood-curdling scream and throws himself at the largest guy because he's so excited that he just took out one guy. Surely he can take out the next guy, right? 14 hit.
Nope.
All right. So he swings at you with his dagger and completely misses. These two may be a little bit smarter, and they're going to toss two things right on top of Lucas. So I need dex saves from the three of you. DC
16.
What am I adding? What am I doing here?
Dex save.
So 8. Adding my dex. All right, 15.
All right, you two take half. You take full amount, and it is 6. Six. So you take 6, Troy. And Lucas and Jeff each take 3 as firebombs drop right on top and... Oh, took down another one! Damn!
You kidding me?
All right. Kobolds FTW.
And so our brave heroes find themselves in a sticky situation, moments away from a fiery death. Can Pickle Britches and the Drow save the day? Or is this where the story ends? Find out in the next episode of Brothel D&D. Cold.